PR 2024-011291. This is the site plan administrative DFT at the southeast corner of Paseo and Woodmont. This is another cell storage facility a little bit further west on Paseo. Is the applicant's team here for this?
We are here, yes.
Good morning. Marcella, do you get their site plan pulled up? Need a moment. All right, there we go. Well, applicants team, if you would, please briefly go over your application request with us.
Thank you, Jay. This is Jim Strozier with Consensus Planning. So this is a site plan administrative DFT for a proposed self-storage facility located at the southeast corner of Paseo del Norte and Woodmont Avenue. This kind of fits into that vacant tract that is surrounded by the Bedrock project that's currently under construction to the south and to the east. And we've provided all of the elements required for the site plan and a letter that goes through all of our responses to the IDO criteria. I would note that the western half of the rock outcropping that was protected as a part of the Bedrock site plan straddles the property line. And as part of our landscape plan, we did follow a similar process to what was done for the Bedrock site plan to add a sensitive land protection detail that calls for the protection of that rock outcropping. Once again, done in a similar way as to what was done for as part of the Bedrock site plan immediately adjacent to the east. If you've been out there, you will note that there's the construction of Woodmont Avenue and the roadway and the intersection improvements is underway. I believe it may actually be completed at this point. So there's a lot of activity out there in this area, but we did receive the comments and look forward to going through those and making sure we address everything moving forward.
All right, thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Let's go to DFT comments, starting with the Water Authority, Bob.
Good morning. This is Bob Kane with the Water Authority. We had provided our written comments this morning, so we should be able to get them to you pretty soon there, Jim. We
have them. Thanks, Bob.
Okay, cool. So we'll go over them. Our availability statement is issued, and it has no requirements as routine connections. I had a question about the 20-foot public utility easement on the south side of the lot. What was the purpose for that?
Hey, I can speak to that. This is Noah Pierce with Bohannon Houston. That was a remnant. We had previously proposed a connection there. There was a stub provided there from the Bedrock project that we ran through that option and realized that it wasn't going to work. So that was just a remnant from a previous version of our utility plan. So we can get that removed. That's not planned to be utilized at this point.
Okay, that sounds good. The other deal is the meter that we have off of Woodmont. It appears like it's on your private property. If it is going to be going in at the private property, we'll need a public utility easement. Probably
okay.
Be able to get it in the right of way, but I'm not sure.
I believe so. Yeah, I think I looked through the comments when we got them this morning, and yeah, I think we have the space there with the trail that's going to go in and the buffer between the property line and that multi-use trail to be able to fit it in there. So we will plan on updating that to move that outside of the property line.
Okay. And then we just have our standard utility easement notes to add to the master utility plan. And that's all we had.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Bob, and thank you, Noah.
Thanks, Bob. All right, let's go to hydrology comments next.
Thank you.
Hydrology has an approved conceptual grade and drainage plan with the engineer stamp date of August 1st, 2025. Hydrology has no objection to approval of the site plan. As a general comment, prior to submitting for building permit, a New Mexico licensed civil engineer will need to submit a grade and drainage plan to hydrology for review and approval if one of the following conditions are met: 500 cubic yards of grading, 1,000 square foot of a proposed building, or 10,000 square feet of proposed paving. Any questions?
No, we'll definitely meet those requirements, so we'll make sure we get that done.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, Anthony. Let's go to transportation comments next. Ernest?
Ernest Armijo, Transportation. Transportation has conceptual TCL approved on August 5th, 2025. No objection. As a reminder, a full TCL will be required prior to building permit.
Thank you, Ernest.
Thank you, Ernest. All right, let's go to code enforcement comments. If they had any, Jacob?
Good morning, this is Jacob. I will be reading up code enforcement comments. Really, the bulk of it comes from Section 5.8 lighting. Number one, lighting, insufficient information provided on light fixtures to show compliance with IDO 5.8e. Please provide light fixture types and detail sheets to show how the light fixtures meet required cutoff angle requirements for building-mounted and pole-mounted lighting. Provide detail sheet of light poles giving height limited as per IDO Table 5-8-1. Then, insufficient information provided on light measurements necessary to show compliance with light trespass requirements as per IDO 5.8F4. The property is designated as an LZ-1 light zone. Please provide light trespass sheet / photometric site plan showing how total illumination from interior and exterior light sources complies with light trespass requirements as per Section 43D29E for self-storage and 5.8F4 light trespass. The photometric lighting site plan should show the light trespass measurements at the property line to confirm compliance with the limits shown in Section 5.8F4 and Table 5.8.3. And all signage must be submitted for separate approval and sign permit. Must meet all requirements of IDO Section 512 and Table 512. And then code enforcement has no further comments.
Thank quick you, question. Will. Quick question there, Jacob, for you. The site signage, does that need to be submitted with the site plan on for DFT approval, or can that be submitted subsequently with building permit application?
That's separate from the site plan.
Okay.
But, you know, if you have any questions about signage, please reach out to Jeff Palmer. You know, we're just relaying his comments. He's not here, but he can help you out with any signage questions.
Got it. And you, Jay, you had mentioned previously with the first applicant about sharing previous approved photometric site plans and trespass. Do you mind doing that with us as well?
No problem. We got some pretty good ones that have been submitted, and they hopefully they'll be helpful for you. All right. Thank you, Jacob. Is that it for code? Is that it for Jeff?
Yes.
All right. And let's see here. Who has this case on for planning?
That's
that is you, Jacob.
Right. So I just kind of had a comment in there about confirming compliance with Section 5.8 with Jeff over at Code Enforcement. I know you guys had made a call out saying that there was a photometric site plan being worked on in the plan set. We just didn't see it. We'll just need to get that in.
Yeah, we'll make sure we get that addressed.
Awesome. And then I have a note to send over the other photometric drawings that you guys can reference. So for my, I have fairly standard comments, but add project and application numbers to the infrastructure list and site plan cover sheet. A hydrology line should be added to the signature block infrastructure list. It looks like you have an open space down there on the bottom right. Just throw hydrology title in there. And an infrastructure list is included with the site plan. Once the site plan is approved by DFT staff, a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement based on the DFT and city engineer approved IL must be submitted prior to final site plan. And that wraps up my comments.
Here. All right, thanks, Jacob. So, Jacob, where are we at with the major comments for this? I know other than lighting.
I guess I don't, other than lighting, I don't really have any major comments. It's mainly just a couple little touch-ups to
see Hannah's hand. Hannah, do you have anything to add about comments? Did I get to you? Did I get to, oh, I didn't get to Hannah, did I? This
you didn't.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead. Let's go to you first. Then we'll discuss major comments that need to be addressed if there are any.
Awesome. Thank you. Good morning. This is Hannah Shea with Parks and Recreation. We have a couple comments on the trail that's going along Paseo del Norte and on-site pedestrian walkways connecting to that. There were two comments on outdoor ground-mounted mechanical equipment shall be located where it's not visible from the streets. Also, screening roof-mounted mechanical equipment if it's visible from the trail. I did include the buffer requirement, buffer protection zones from the section 1014 for the outcropping. And I believe because the building's footprint is more than 50,000 square feet, additional frontage landscaping is required where it faces the trail. If you can provide calculations for one tree and three shrubs every 30 feet along the length of any facade facing that trail, that would be great. Also, if there's any wall being constructed along Paseo del Norte, it needs to comply with section 5.7 walls and fences. And that concludes my comments.
Okay. Thank you, Hannah. I don't believe we have a wall along Paseo del Norte, but we will go back and verify that we're meeting those requirements for the trail frontage. And that would apply to both Paseo del Norte and Woodmont, correct?
I believe so.
Yes, okay, because I believe there's a trail on both sides of Paseo del Norte proposed as well, so.
Right.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Sure thing, thank you.
Thank you, Hannah, sorry for skipping you.
That's okay.
I had one question, real quick. So the frontage, sorry, the mixed use trail along the north side there, along Paseo, that'll be we've indicated on our infrastructure list that that'll be a procedure C, so it won't be built with this project. But the trail along the west side in Woodmont, we are planning on building as a part of this project. Do we need to include the northern, or how does that need to get closed out, I guess?
I think if it's procedure C, that's fine, because it's okay. Going to be built by the city, as far as I remember.
So procedure C, will need, you don't get that recorded. We'll just need the IIA or the financial guarantee for that included, submitted prior to final sign-off of the site plan. Mm-hmm. Is there an infrastructure list with this, though, correct?
Correct.
Marcella, could you show that? All right. Just those. Can you zoom in? There's the multi-use trail. Two multi-use trails. All right. Okay. Well, Woodmont and Paseo. Okay. So it looks like you're going to have a procedure B and C, correct? Like a procedure correct. B for along Woodmont, a procedure C along Paseo, correct?
Correct.
Yep. All right. I defer. I think I just want to make sure we don't get jammed up at DRC having them on one infrastructure list. It seems like in the past when you've had a procedure C, we've had that on a separate list.
Hey Jay, this is Josh Les with Bohannon Houston.
Yeah.
Just to provide some context, we recently did the same thing for the Bedrock project just to the east.
Oh, and we have did. The same?
We did. We
Okay.
had the same infrastructure list. We just had separate IIAs
Okay, that's fine.
associated with
I'm thinking that they were separate, but okay, that's fine. All right. And Hannah, so with landscaping, where are you at with this?
Landscaping.
Like, well, as far as, I mean, I just want to know if we can move forward with this site plan and just deal with them for final sign off and getting a revised site plan set, or if we've got major comments that affect, the location, size, configuration, design of the self-storage facility in a way that we needed them to come back to DFT later.
Yeah, sorry, Jay. I think the comments were not major. I think they could be addressed or respond. Some of them are just probably they need to be responded to. The ones that are screening or all of that, and some need calculations added. The buffer may need to get adjusted, but I don't think that that would be significant. As far as the trails, I think the standards for that is in the DPM. For the trail that you're going to construct. And the other one, the procedure C one, I think it is going to be on the infrastructure list, but it's part of a city project. So that should be fine. So yeah, I think they could go ahead. We could approve them conditionally. I don't see any issues with that.
All right, great. Jacob, major comments.
Just in relation to the site lighting plan.
Yeah, just the
The
lighting plan, which we've conditioned. So we'll need to have, well, if we do condition this for approval, just we'll need to have a condition that they'll need to work with code enforcement on confirming that the lighting plan standards are met, or sorry, that the lighting standards for 5A to the IDO are met with a lighting
Yeah.
plan. But I know we've conditioned that in the past.
Yes.
So I think we can move forward in that regard. Sorry, Jim?
That sounds good to us.
All right,
We
good.
agree.
And with the infrastructure list, hey, Jacob, could you, well, hey, Marcel, could you pull that back up? I just want to make sure they got the project and application numbers, everything good. Me and Jacob can get that out for signatures today then, if we're good with everything on the infrastructure list. Marcel, can you pull that back up?
They don't, so they need to add them, and I'm going to make it happen right now.
Yep, sorry.
I think we need to add make one modification to the infrastructure list to add hydrology to the signature line instead of open space, is what I heard.
Okay, that's fine. When you get that fixed, Jim, just send that to me and Jacob, and we'll get that out for signature. Oh, add the project now. That's what I was going to look for. So
Sounds good.
add that PR number and the SP 2025-0068 number in the upper right-hand corner.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll be sending that over to you, Jay. So that's super easy update. So I'll send that over.
Appreciate it, Noah. All right. Well, let's do this then. Let's take a moment. Let's get in the conditions of approval into the chat. And maybe while we're doing that, I can move on to the next case on the agenda while we're doing that. But I do want to make sure we get those conditions of approval in the chat so that we get them in the notice of decision and all that. So